Hello, I hope you're doing well today. As I was preparing to record this podcast, I suddenly became aware of something. This is, I believe it is, my 200th episode. Wow, I really wasn't aware I'd done this many times. And quite frankly, it's been a wonderful ministry for me. I've grown through it. I've felt connected to you through it. I've been very grateful to the Lord that I've had this opportunity. 200 times, that's a bit. And I want to thank all of you for being part of this. By the way, I'm always telling you about things that are coming up, different seminars and resources and books. Well, there's an individual from Texas. Her name is Heidi, and she's been listening to the podcast, and we had a seminar last week, and lo and behold, I got to meet her. She came simply because she heard us here on Sling Stones, and we had a good time connecting, and I think the Lord really met her at the seminar. I hope some others of you will consider doing exactly the same thing. Come to one of our events, and when you do, come introduce yourself to me. I'd love to get to know you. We're connected, and we meet God in a very special way as we gather around the Sling Stones podcasts. I want to remind you also that I have a new book out. It's been out about 4 or 5 months. It's called Some Kind of Crazy. It's a memoir of healing. A number of people have seemed to say that it's helped them on their own journey, and maybe it's something that will help you. You can buy it on Amazon. And also, don't forget our website. You can go to Healing Care Ministries, and there's a lot of new resources available there, and articles and different videos. And then you can go to my own website, terrywardle.com. No matter what, our goal is simply to help you, to help us grow closer to the Lord and have a deeper experience of Him. So the other evening, I turned on television, was listening to Ravi Zacharias. He is an amazing man and simply brilliant. I've known Ravi now for years. As a matter of fact, he was the professor of evangelism and apologetics at Alliance Theological Seminary in Nyack, New York. And when he left, I was contacted, and by God's grace and God's grace only, I ended up taking the post that he once held. I'll be honest with you. That was a radical change for everyone. Here's Ravi Zacharias, this brilliant man, travels around the globe, a keen understanding of classical apologetics, and here they brought me in from basically Coal Town, USA, who hadn't traveled much further beyond the second stoplight past the post office, and yet I had this opportunity. And yes, it was intimidating, and when I hear Ravi speak today, it is still intimidating, but in the most wonderful way. He is a man of God with a brilliant intellect, all dedicated to one thing, leading people to Jesus Christ. So, in this event that he was holding through Ravi Zacharias International Ministries, they had a question and answer session. I believe he was ministering to business leaders. And in the question and answer section, one person asked this question: what should be the focus of our thoughts every day? Well, the individual, the host, read the question, and Ravi gave a very simple answer. He said, God. God should be the focus of our thoughts every day. And then he quoted St. Augustine, that our hearts are restless until we find our rest in you. And that, quite frankly, is the very heart of what it means to be a follower of Christ, that we're never going to feel completely at home until our hearts are all nestled into the heart of God. And if that's true, we want our thoughts to really be focused on God also. And then Ravi went on to say this, that we should begin and end our day intentionally focused on God. He actually said that thoughts on God should be the parenthesis that we live by in a day well spent. And he made a comment about that we turn to Scripture for something for the head, and we turn to a song for something with the heart. And he was just giving those as examples, but he was saying that every day, morning and evening, we should focus our time with God. And you know what? That sounds so simple, And it's such a brilliant piece of advice for us all, and a piece of advice that everyone can follow. Here it is, Ravi Zacharias, great writer, great apologist, and yet practically, he's giving an answer in a business leaders conference that can be even understood by a child. Begin your day with God, end your day with God, and basically by doing that, you'll live your day with God. It reminded me of a comment that Karl Barth had made. Karl Barth was a great Swiss theologian. He passed in 1968. He wrote many books. His most significant would be The Church Dogmatics, which if I extended my arms, I couldn't even hold all the books. And I know I mentioned this to you once before, but he was asked what was the most important theological truth that he ever discovered, and he ends up quoting a child's song, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Wow. That is again amazing to me, that he was able in such a powerful way to say something that was simple that all of us can live by. You know, in Psalm chapter 5, verse 3, let me turn there if you will. In Psalm chapter 5, verse 3, it says this: "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly for you." Beginning the day with God. There's an African-American spiritual called Give Me Jesus. And by the way, you can go online and hear it sung by Jeremy Camp, and it's powerful. But part of the lyric is, "In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have the whole world, just give me Jesus." And this is the emphasis that I want to share with you that I think could encourage both of us, you and encourage me, that a simple discipline of beginning our day with God can help us live that day with an awareness of God. There are so many places in the Psalms that talk about that, that thinking of what God may do this day to intervene in our lives, that he would demonstrate his love for us, that he would pour out his blessings upon us, that he would protect us. And it all starts by arising in the morning and allow our minds to go focus on God. Now, I want you to know, in saying that, I'm not emphasizing the length of time, but rather the focus of time, the intentionality of the time, where for at least a few moments, we step away from all the preoccupations of what has happened, and we don't allow ourselves to step into the worries about what might happen, and we simply are there with him. Ravi said to focus on a scripture or a song, but there's a lot of other things that we could do. At a time in my life where I was really going through difficulty, I picked up Letty Kalman's devotional, Streams in the Desert. It has a story unto itself, and it carried me through. As a matter of fact, I bought many copies of that, and over the years, I've given them away to people because I felt that it could help them so much. There's also one by A.J. Russell called God Calling, and I think it's over 80 years since that was written, a great devotional. And there's a new one that's sweeping the globe by Sarah Young called Jesus Calling. And it's a devotional aid. And there are many, many of these. Get up in the morning, read a scripture, allow your imagination to go to Christ. Consider that God is present in every moment, in the moment you're in, right then and there. Allow a song of the Lord to rise up from your heart. Read the insights from someone else. This could be very, very valuable. It's almost as if getting up in the morning and before we do anything else, we say, "Good morning, Lord." But what Ravi said is, don't only begin the day with that, let it be the last part of the day. In Psalm chapter 4, verse 8, and again, there are so many different places where this kind of admonition is given. The scripture says, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." Considering the Lord, making some affirmations about Him, that can be a great way to just settle yourself. You know, I go to bed and it's so easy to begin to think of all kinds of things that I might need to do in the next day. But if I can just suspend that and don't end the day with those thoughts and read some scripture or put on some background music or make some affirmations. Here's some affirmations I love to make at the end of the day. God, you're here with me right in this moment. And even in this moment, you've hidden a treasure. Not only are you present, but you're watchful over me. And you are good and you are loving. And even as I sleep, you care for me. Often as I allow my thoughts to go there with those types of affirmations and others, I can feel consolation come in and the Spirit of the Lord quicken me. Instead of considering all the things that I might need to do in the next day, my wife and I, Cheryl, we've talked to each other about, let's not end the day by asking one another, what are all the things we have to do tomorrow? Let's end the day by focusing our attention on Jesus. One of my good friends is the writer and psychiatrist Kurt Thompson, a great man. By the way, if you've never read his books, you want to get them. The Soul of Shame, The Anatomy of the Soul. He's a brilliant man, and I appreciate him as a brother, and he's helped me more than a few times. And Kurt Thompson said, turn off all electronic devices at least 1 hour before you sleep, and then go to rest. Wow, that's a great piece of advice. Instead of watching TV right up to the moment that we go asleep, or looking at our computer, or going on our telephone, and looking at voicemails, what if we just settle ourselves and consider God? Let it be the closing parentheses of the day. In Proverbs chapter 3, it says in verse 24, when I lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. For the Lord will be at your side. He'll keep your foot from being snared. What a great passage of scripture. And if we could only visualize it and think of it and allow it to fill our whole soul. This is one of the reasons why in Matthew 6:34, Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will have enough troubles of its own. What I'm sharing with you today is so simple. So simple, a child could embrace it. To start the day with good morning, Lord. To think thoughts of Jesus, to let Him carry you through a day well spent, and then to close the day with affirmation of God's presence and His love and His care and Scripture and being settled before Him. We live in such a busy world, an anxious world. May these simple words of affirmation that Ravi Zacharias gave shape us, that our day may be spent well in the presence of the Lord. God bless you. Remember, His face shines on you.